A group in Utah is pioneering a new way to cope with the anxiety and sadness triggered by climate change. It's called Good Grief, and KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
What do you do when you see environmental devastation all around you, but feel powerless to change it? That's how Laura Schmidt views the challenge of climate change.
This program may help us find solutions that lead to psychological resilience, and when we complete the program, our ideas are fresh and grounded in wisdom. We awaken and begin to see the world with social constructs broken down and are able to look beyond current systems for solutions.
Schmidt started a support group for like-minded people. A main goal is admitting there's a problem. Another is working through difficult emotions triggered by watching species die off and landscapes wither.
It's a lot about understanding your power and what you're capable of, but also your limitations as a human being, a single human being on this planet.
Roughly 24 other Utahns with similar concerns began meeting monthly with Schmidt last summer and discovered a strength in sharing and even some motivation to take meaningful action. Allie Harbertson is a Good Grief member.
There's something positive that comes out of having a conversation about environmental destruction. And, you know, even if it's just, I'm going to enjoy the sunset I see tonight, you know, like just simple things. It's a beautiful process to discuss it.
Good Grief is loosely based on Alcoholics Anonymous and other 12-step support groups. A 9-week pilot project began on Wednesday. Judy Faze, KUER News.